Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. Just a quick announcement first, and that is that I'm doing two workshops based on Dr. Colin Campbell's new book, Whole, Rethinking the Science of Nutrition, on February 4th and February 25th. They're both scheduled at 9 p.m. Eastern. Members and non-members can participate. I'll be providing slide presentations and things of that nature to you, emailing them to you so that you'll have them to keep after the lectures and classes are over. It's live and interactive, but we'll be recording it so those who want to listen to the recording can do it that way. In any case, if you're interested in those classes, just call our office and you can get more information at 614-841-7700. All right, so moving on to today's topic. For most of my career in healthcare, I've been as critical of the natural or holistic healthcare community as I have been of traditional practitioners. And it's put me in the unenviable position of taking heat and criticism from both sides, both the traditional health community and the naturopathic community. And an unfortunate byproduct of that is I get a lot of hate mail, so I've learned to develop a thick skin over all of this. Well, one of my criticisms of the naturopathic approach to health is the willingness on behalf of many of my colleagues to incorporate almost any new idea into patient practices, regardless of how weak the evidence supporting it might be. And this has led to the growth of entire industries growing up around the use of unproven supplements like vitamin D and omega-3 fatty acids. But there are hints that a few people are starting to see the light. I read a report from an attendee who happened to be a naturopath who went to a recent conference for the Society for Integrative Oncology in which he described a lecture delivered by Frank Maeskens, who's director of the Chow Family Comprehensive Cancer Center. Maeskens is an interesting person. He was involved in the study showing that beta-carotene increased the risk of lung cancer in smokers, the study that showed that vitamin E and selenium increased the risk of prostate cancer instead of lowering it, and the study showing that higher blood levels of omega-3 fatty acids increased the risk of prostate cancer. The author described Maeskens's work as a steady track record of failed RCTs. Maeskens's lecture attempted to address why clinical trials on cancer and various nutrient supplements continue to show disappointing results. He reviewed results from a 2013 report that compared meta-analyses of randomized controlled trials with the epidemiological data that these trials were designed to confirm. So in other words, what he was doing is looking at studies that showed correlation and comparing them with ones that were designed to show cause and effect relationship. In 23 of the 34 trials, the RCTs and meta-analyses pointed to similar conclusions, but the outcomes reached statistical significance in only 6, and in the remaining 11, the randomized controlled trials showed opposite outcomes from the epidemiological data. To summarize, according to Maeskens, there is a poor correlation between what we think will work to prevent cancer and what actually does prevent cancer. So why does he think this is the case? Well, according to him, the biology, and this is a quote, the biology of living systems is more complex than we had hoped, and that rarely, if ever, will single agents prove to be silver bullets, but rather we will need to think in terms of multiple variables and complex intervention. My gosh, this is a comment that could have come from one of us or from T. Colin Campbell's book, Whole. The author's comments on this lecture were superb, acknowledging the tendency of naturopathic doctors to be too eager to translate interesting ideas into clinical practice, and actually stating that naturopaths tend to confuse epidemiological data as evidence of a cause and effect relationship when in fact it often doesn't exist. This is encouraging. There are serious limitations and issues concerning efficacy and harm that need to be dealt with in all branches of medicine, and I think naturopaths and the holistic health community can't any longer point to traditional practitioners and accuse them of failure to innovate based on science. They're guilty of exactly the same behavior, and I think it's time for all branches of medicine to stop this and really begin following the evidence rather than interesting ideas that haven't proven out yet. So that's all for now. Have a great day, and I will speak with you again tomorrow.